Well, good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee, and we are continuing our study in the book called 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today is day 23, and the lesson today is called Praying for Spiritual Leaders. Being a spiritual leader can be hazardous to personal and family well-being. The pressures of full-time ministry are often intense. Harsh critics, tight finances, long hours, family challenges, and spiritual attacks can make the spiritual leader feel suffocated. Spiritual leaders carry a greater load of responsibility than those who are not leaders. They also suffer greater spiritual attack. Beyond that, the enemy targets leaders for increased temptation. That is why they need all of us to pray for them, and why those of us who are spiritual leaders should not be too proud to ask others to pray for us. Even many of the Bible's greatest leaders needed the support of other believers. Let's look at one great example from way back in the Old Testament. Mosen, Aaron, and Hur. Moses already had a tough assignment. God had called him to lead the massive, messy, rowdy rabble of Israelites through the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. Then, to make things even more complicated, the Amalekites attacked them. This was not good news, considering the fact that the Israelites didn't even have an army. Moses ordered Joshua to gather some men and go face the Amalekites in battle, instead of going out himself to fight. Moses went to the top of a hill overlooking the battlefield. He stood on the hill between the battle and the Lord. As he did, he held up his hands as a symbol of prayer. See 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. In one of his hands, he held what may have been the staff of God, used as an instrument of miracles in the Israelites' deliverance from the Egyptians. See Exodus chapter 7, verse 19 through 20, Exodus chapter 8, verse 5 through 6, and Exodus chapter 8, verses 16 through 17. Amazingly, the ragtag army of Israel was successful, but only as long as Moses held up his hands in prayer. When Moses' arms got tired, the army started to lose. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. Exodus 17, verse 10 through 11. Fortunately, two men, Aaron and Hur, both important leaders themselves, took seriously their responsibility to support their spiritual leader. Their efforts supported Moses so that his prayers could support Joshua. That made the difference between defeat and victory. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one on the other side, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. See Exodus 17, verses 12 through 13. What a vivid picture of the power of intercessory prayer by spiritual leaders for spiritual leaders. The army enjoyed victory only when Moses held up his hands in prayer for them. But Moses had the strength to pray for them only when two leaders held up his hands. E.M. Bounds retired from his busy life as a successful lawyer, pastor, editor, and evangelist, gave the last 17 years of his life to prayer and writing about prayer. He rose daily at 4 a.m. and prayed until 7 a.m. Regarding the scene recorded in Exodus 17, he wrote, "We have a striking picture of the preacher's need for prayer and of what a people's prayer can do for him." In one of his books, Bounds said, "It is absolutely necessary for the preacher to pray. It is absolutely necessary for the preacher to be prayed for." Untapped power. Does praying for spiritual leaders make a difference? A study was conducted of 130 pastors, evangelists, and missionaries who had trained prayer warriors praying for them 15 minutes a day for 1 year. 89% of those surveys stated that the prayers had a positive effect on their ministry. They reported personal advancement as shown by better attitudes, improved personal prayer lives, more spiritual discernment and wisdom, increased leadership skills, and enhanced effectiveness in using their spiritual gifts. They also saw a greater response to their ministry, as 60% indicated that their churches grew in numbers through the reaching of the unchurched. One particular pastor said that his church grew from 15 people to 600 people. The study also showed that daily prayer of spiritual leaders was more effective than weekly or monthly prayer. The study concluded there exists a tremendous reservoir of untapped prayer power in every church which can be affirmed, trained, and deployed to see the lost one, the apathetic revived, and the backslider restored, and the committed made more effective. Former missionary and professor Peter Wagner agreed. The most underutilized source of spiritual power in our churches today is intercession for Christian leaders. Pray for me. The Apostle Paul endured horrible trials for the cause of Christ. He faced severe hardship, opposition, pressure, and persecution. He suffered hunger, thirst, shipwreck, critics, mob violence, beatings, whippings, and imprisonments. See 2 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 28. He also faced intense spiritual opposition. See 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Paul, however, was a model of incredible spiritual effectiveness. He took the gospel to the cities around the Mediterranean Sea and planted dozens of new churches. Beyond that, he wrote 13 letters that became books in our New Testament. What empowered Paul to have such a huge impact, even as he endured such deprivation and adversity? Paul consistently solicited people to pray for him. Let's look at the following verses that support his request for others to pray for him. 1 Thessalonians 5:25 reads, "Brothers and sisters, pray for us." 2 Thessalonians 3:1 says, "As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you." Romans 15:30 says, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me." Ephesians 6:19 says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." And in Colossians 4, verse 3, it says, "And pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains." Prayer partners. Noted Christian author Max Lucado is a longtime pastor. After being convinced of the importance of having other believers pray for him as a spiritual leader, he recruited 120 prayer partners to pray for him daily and pray with him fervently. Apart from praying for him each day, 30 of them arrived at the church early one Sunday per month to pray for the congregation. After the first 6 months of the project, Lucado wrote, "God has honored the prayers of his people. Here is a sample of what God has done since we organized the prayer partners." We have broken our Sunday attendance twice. We have finished the year with our highest ever Sunday attendance. We have finished the year, hang on to your hat, over budget. We have added 3 new staff members and 6 elders. We witnessed several significant healings. Our church antagonism is down and our church unity is high. More significantly, we have called our church to 40 days of prayer and fasting, inviting God to shine his face on his people. More than ever, I am convinced when we work, but when we pray, God works. Mighty men. When I was leading my first church, I became convicted that I needed to get past my pride and invite people in my congregation to pray for me. I developed a team of 12 men to serve as what we called Mighty Men of Prayer. I asked them to make a one-year commitment to, one, pray for our church, themselves, and their family daily. Number two, take a few minutes of extra time to pray for me one day a week. Number three, take a few minutes every Saturday night to pray for me. Every 2 weeks, I met with these men for Bible study and prayer. At these meetings, I would share with them my prayer request for the next 2 weeks. Their prayers made a positive difference in my life and my ministry. Because of what we're doing was so successful, the next year I expanded our prayer team to 25 men. That year was even better than the first, so I doubled the number to 50 on my prayer team over the next few years. Several of the prayer partners decided to meet on Sunday mornings in the prayer room and also pray during the worship services. The results were astounding. Our church baptized more people, grew more, developed more leaders, and planted more churches than ever before. Your 28 Days to Powerful Prayer. I encourage you to make a commitment to pray for your pastor or spiritual leader daily, even if your prayer is only a few sentences. Some of the areas you can pray for might include wisdom, purity, spiritual passion, vision and leadership decisions, marriage, children, health, and finances. If you are a spiritual leader, I encourage you to pray about whom you would ask to be your member of your prayer team. Start by recruiting one or two prayer partners. Regularly communicate with them the needs you want them to pray about. Also, be sure to reciprocate by praying for them regularly. Here are some questions for you to consider, write down, and reflect on. Number one, what surprised you most about this chapter? Number two, have you made it your practice to pray for your spiritual leaders? And number three, if you are a spiritual leader, have you developed an active and effective prayer team? Friends, pray with me right now. Abba, Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for all of your goodness, Father, the good works that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, coming into the world to save us, Lord. Lord, if there's anyone that's listening to this podcast that does not know you, I pray that the Holy Spirit convicts them, Father, and that they will come running to you, Father. It is only through your Son, Jesus, that we can be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Lord God, we just pray for the people that are listening to this podcast and taking this lesson seriously, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you will help us to pray for our leaders and pray for wisdom, purity, spiritual passion, vision, leadership decisions, marriage, children, health, and finances, Lord. Lord, our finances are really your finances. We are to be a good steward of your finances, Lord. Lord God, we just love you and we thank you for this time. Lord, I pray for each person listening to this podcast, Lord, if there's anyone that's with an infirmity, Father, I pray that they will be healed in the name of Jesus by the blood of Jesus, Lord, the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we love you. We love you so much. We want to spend so much time with you studying your word and praying, Lord. Help those who do not know how to pray. And Lord, you taught that your disciples to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for that prayer, Lord. Lord, we commit this ministry to you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will continue to use Marketplace Evangelism Ministries for your glory and your honor. And it's all about you, Lord. Help us to be less of ourselves and more about you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, friends, we've come to the end of our lesson today. I want to thank you for joining us. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. And this has been a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries Incorporated. We have been studying the book, 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. There, you can find his book on christianbook.com. It was published in 2020 by Barber Publishing. And until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care and God bless.